B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
It's 95.1.
Our senior class beat up Mickey Mouse and threw him in a lake.
I told women that you are absolutely beautiful, and evidently that's creepy to tell strangers.
I just want to say I love all of you so much. I listen every single morning.
This is not good for society, children.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to your Thursday. It is April 14th, 2022. Just a heads up, 11 days from now is my birthday. Hey, Nicole, okay. You see how I did that? I didn't even think twice about it. I just want people to know that it's my birthday in 11 days.
Well, it's a little egotistical.
It's really not. You're just reminding everyone that, hey, I'm celebrating a big day in 11 days.
Because you want attention on that day.
Doesn't everybody?
Most. For some people, it's just a day.
Not for you, apparently. We forgot about it.
Well, it was a big birthday for her, too.
It was 30, to be fair. Her, yeah. You got an early birthday present yesterday, though. Producer Nicole and Loren were sharing pleasantries over Loren's baby birds that she sent on her text message yesterday, Nicole. Nicole's like, oh, my God, cutest thing ever.
They were cute. They're so ugly. They're cute, though. Like, they don't even have feathers yet.
Where is this baby bird nest?
So Cash and Jax have, like, a baby picnic table in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
And when you take the top off the picnic table, it's supposed to be like a water and a sand table.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have any water in the one side, so there's just sand in the other side. So the baby birds or the mama bird made her nest in the side that's supposed to have the water.
Okay.
It's dry.
So you went to use it for the kids yesterday and you couldn't because it's become a wildlife refuge.
Well, I knew that there was a nest in there and I had not seen the mother go back to the nest. So I kept checking on it because I didn't know, like, mm-hmm. obviously if the mother doesn't go back to it, then I've got to get rid of it. But I didn't, like, I was leaving it for an extended period.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if the eggs are abandoned, you have to get rid of them, Nicole. Right? Am I a savage?
Don't ask me.
I might try to warm them up and birth them myself.
So Loren should sit on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Mother Loren.
Come on, Loren. Stop being so insensitive.
Okay. But anyway, I checked on them yesterday, and the babies had hatched.
Oh, so good. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But the top's on it, so they can't fly away.
No, there's like a hole on the side of it, which is how the mother keeps getting in and out, I guess.
Good stuff. Yesterday, the one thing I'll share with you is that I left the door open to my wife's car overnight.
Ooh.
Yeah, like, I completely forgot. So she's
How do you forget to shut a door?
I'll tell you, she's out of town, so I've been swapping. I've been driving her car in the morning and, like, driving my Jeep around with the roof off during the day since it's been really nice. And so yesterday, I got out of the driver's side, went to the Jeep. And then I went over to the passenger side to get my gym bag out because I was going to take the Jeep to the gym. And I did that. And for some reason, I just didn't close the passenger door. And I got back in the Jeep and I left to go play pickleball last night. And when I got home, I even drove up the driveway and didn't recognize the door was open.
Ooh.
So I thought at first when I got to the car, I go, oh, my God, someone broke into the car. And, you know, because that happens.
Yeah.
Like where people take coins and all that stuff out of the cars.
Yeah.
And no, nothing was taken. So I was like, I just deduced that I have left the door open overnight.
So I have questions. Yeah. Was the battery dead?
No, the light goes out.
Wet?
Didn't rain. And the light goes out after a little while to prevent, because it's called the Mani stupid rule. Anyway, and then I'm like, I'm in the car and I drove it here and I'm like, I'm hearing things. I go, oh my God, is there like a raccoon in my car? Did a bird get in here? What's going on?
Just stuff shifting around.
I'd ask Roy what's going on in his world today, but he's already on a flight heading out to Coachella, scratching off his bucket list.
Yep.
He sent a text message early this morning. He's already on the plane. They're like about to take off.
I think their flight took off at like 5:55.
Crazy.
Yeah.
What about you besides the birds? Anything else happened yesterday?
So my son, Cash, is 5 years old and losing his first tooth.
Oh, nice.
And you would think the world is ending for him.
Sure.
He is so terrified to lose this tooth, but he can't stop playing with it. And last night, he
Where
won
is it.
It's his, like, very front...
Bottom.
And last night, he was like, take it out, Mom, take it out. And I was like wiggling, and I was like, buddy, it's not ready to come out, nor am I prepared. So I'm like, we have to leave it in, like, one more day, just let's see what happens. And then he started crying, and he's like, I want a new tooth. And I was like, buddy, even when that tooth falls out, it takes a long time for your new tooth to grow. And he was really upset about the fact that he wouldn't have a tooth for a long time.
There's going to be a hole.
Yeah. He was really upset about that.
This is a good time to reiterate teeth brushing, too, because tell him this is the last tooth. This is the only chance you have.
Right.
So now we got to brush good, or else we're going to have lots of holes in our in our mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, poor dude. It's so funny. Cash is losing a tooth at 5. Dean didn't lose his first tooth until 8.
Well, Cash,
this year.
I was concerned that this was too early, so I was Googling it. But it says, like, the earlier they got teeth, the earlier they'll lose teeth. And Cash got his first tooth at, like, 3 or 4 months.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He got them very
early. He was breastfeeding with teeth.
Not for long. Not for long.
Because, like, to the same point, we asked our pediatric dentist about Dean. We're like, you know, Dean's 7 now and nothing is loose. He goes, he's going to lose them.
Yeah.
He's like, they're not going to stay in his mouth, so it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes, they're going to come out like bowling pins, one after another.
Yeah.
So. All right, we got $500 for you. We're kissing your bills goodbye at 8 a.m. this morning. But that's not your only shot. You got 7 times a day. 10, noon, 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Kiss 95.1 on the MRL show. Kissing your bills goodbye. $500 at 8 a.m. this morning. War of the Roses at 7:50. Lots to talk about. Lots to do. And we're happy that...
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Get us together on the way to work.
On Kiss 95.1.
So there's this woman in New York City, Loren, who's making fast cash. And I think she's doing a thing that's really easy. She's helping out couples.
Okay.
She's a professional baby namer.
Maybe she could help Kylie Jenner, because I think she still doesn't have a name for Wolf.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then, yeah, they need to contact this woman. Expecting parents are paying upwards of $1,500 to this, quote, professional baby namer who picks the perfect name for their child. 33-year-old Taylor Humphrey has helped more than 100 babies in just 2020 alone, raking in more than $150,000 from couples.
Wow.
Some panicked parents even turned to her, offering $10,000 so that they can help them settle the dispute between husband wants this name, wife wants this name. One couple paid $10,000 for her to settle the dispute.
Like, what... Like, what merit does she have to do this, I wonder?
She says, if you look at all the most popular baby names, it is such a telltale sign of our culture, values, and aspirations, she told The New Yorker in an article that we found that she was published last week. The New York businesswoman, who does not have any children, bills herself as a passionate writer and storyteller, who is also very good at branding, marketing, and social media. She also runs a very popular TikTok account where she offers free advice, but she said that she looks at a child and she knows immediately what the child's name should be.
Really?
Now, it sounds to me like this article, and the article is not long, this is just a blurb in The New Yorker, but it sounds to me like the parents come to her with the options and she picks the option. Like, I don't know if she's looking at a baby and going, that is Bodie.
Right.
That is Taylor.
Good for her for being able to name all of these children, because I had problems naming two. Like, if I had a third, I have no idea what I would name another boy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, it goes back to me and my brothers. Our parents had such a hard time naming us, we don't even have middle names.
Right.
They were like, middle names? And we're Catholic. That's like the most Catholic thing ever, is to have a middle name, you know? But my parents, like, we had a hard enough time coming up with one. There's no way we were coming up with a middle name also. So anyway, I thought that was funny. If you have a issue naming your child, call Loren, reach out to her. She won't charge you $10,000.
Maybe I found my new side hustle.
Yeah.
You know?
Naming other people's babies.
And I won't do it for $150,000 a year.
You can't name your own, but you can sure name somebody else's.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
You know I love my TikTok.
Yes.
There's a new trend that's going viral, and it involves kissing your bestie.
Ah.
So, hashtag kiss my best friend.
Come in here, Nicole.
Is going viral. It's got more than 1 billion views.
Wow.
And it was created to, quote unquote, test out the waters and see if there's any sparks.
Remember, I did this.
When a kiss happens. Yes.
I told you I did this with my college bestie. I love her to death. I still love her, Jody. And Jody and I had such a great friendship. We were sitting in my house, and she goes, do we need to kiss? I go, I think we do.
Well, you could have filmed it
and
gone viral on TikTok.
This was in 1996, though. There was no TikTok. And we kissed, and then we were like, ugh. And we just started laughing. We're like, well, at least we know we're just going to stay friends. Like, there was... Instantly, you could tell.
Yeah, so that's basically what the challenge is, except for, now, mind you, I'm going to say something. People are surprising the other person, quote unquote. But you know, everything on TikTok is rehearsed.
Right, yeah, that's true.
So I don't know if I necessarily buy that, because it's like if you just surprise somebody and kiss them and it was your best friend, like that's not entirely consensual.
And they might go Will Smith on you.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But... I think it is probably, you know, couples that are like you and your Jody was. Like,
yeah.
Let's just try and see what happens.
Did you guys ever kiss your bestie? 704-570-9595. We have a couple minutes here. I'm just curious who else out there tested the waters with their besties. Because you're curious. Did you, growing up, you never did?
Oh, I've kissed a best friend.
For that reason?
Yeah.
To try and see what's going on? And? Yeah.
No, it did not work out, clearly.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why dating is such an interesting, tricky assignment, because you're looking for somebody that you're attracted to,
mm-hmm.
but not as a friend, but yet you still need to have that friendship.
So I think there's a couple things to keep in mind when you're trying this out. Like, obviously, will there be like a physical spark or like intimacy?
Mm-hmm.
But what happens if you break up? Number one, does that then ruin the friendship? And number two, does that person know too much about you? Like, are you better off just being besties?
Right. Yeah, I think so. 704-570-9595. Shoot us a text real quick. Tell us the time that you tested it out and you kissed a bestie to see if there's anything going on. You can also call us at 704-570-9595. I'm reading some text messages. Priscilla in Huntersville said, Maney, if you surprised Nicole by kissing her, she'd probably deck you.
Oh, she would 100% curb stomp you.
Hard, she said. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Nicole's not into my type. She's on the phone. I want to ask her, hey, Nicole, is this popular in the lesbian community?
They kissing your best friend?
Yeah, or kissing a bestie.
I would say maybe before I was out. Like in high school, the girls that I dated in high school before were my best friends for several years.
Huh.
Because I wasn't out, so it was a very comfortable feeling. Now, in my 30s, not so much.
Yeah, right. I got you. Good morning, Courtney and Hickory.
Yes, how are you?
Did you ever kiss a bestie?
Yeah, I tested waters with him, and it was fun for a little bit, and then we ended up with a baby, and he left us, and he stops, and he's not my bestie anymore.
Oh, no, so that's one of the questions I had on the table. Like, do you ruin things if you break up?
Yeah, it was bad. It was ugly, but we have... a real daddy now.
That's great. And a wonderful child. But what, so you guys were really good friends? Like really tight?
Yeah, really tight.
And then you're only supposed to kiss, Courtney. This article, where'd you see this? On TikTok?
On
TikTok. The TikTok trend is not moving furniture with your bestie. You should have stopped there, Court.
We should have stopped there.
All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate you listening to the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Jacob said he's done it with 2 people and it did not work out well. Another person said, I kissed a bestie. Now we're happily married for 8 years.
That's great. And you know, the thing is that you're supposed to marry your bestie, right? So like...
That's what they say.
I don't know. I get it. Let's just make sure everyone's on board with it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren.
I enjoy you guys. I listen to you every morning, regardless of where I am. I listen to you through the app, and I just love to listen to y'all.
On Kiss 95.1.
We listen through our Alexa at home. You can listen through your smart device. In fact, I have it on right now for my dog so that she can hear my voice. They say it soothes her. I have such a soothing voice. It's crazy.
I would think if you said something, I don't know, about treats or going to the park.
Hey, Nicole, what's that thing you have?
The Vrbo, right?
Vrbo.
Vrbo, that's where you rent the house for the vacation.
Vrbo.
Yeah, tell everyone what Vrbo is.
Vrbo is like a little, like you have the ring for the front door, you can see. It's just basically like an indoor camera that allows you to put treats in it, and you can talk back to your dog and give it treats.
I'm getting this.
So genius.
And I want to get one for you as well. I've always said that. I want to put one in there, and I'll load Skittles in it for you.
I like Skittles. Can you put some over here?
People don't know, but the three of us, and Roy, by the way, is out. He's doing his bucket list trip to Coachella. So he'll be back next week and tell us all about it. But the three of us are in one room, and then producer Nicole is like down the hallway. She monitors the show through cameras and through audio. But I want to get you that Vrbo thing. That'd be funny. Like, good job, Nicole. That was good. Here's a Skittle. where do you put the like the gumball machine? We'll call it.
I have it on the kind of like the bar that separates the kitchen from the living room, because most likely if I'm not there, he's going to be laying on the couch.
Oh, yeah, because he's not crated when you're gone.
Right.
So you just knock it out and he'll walk over to it?
Mm-hmm. So, and then if we're gone, so like if I travel somewhere, most likely I'm taking him, I'll move the Vrbo to upstairs where the cats are, and I'll put kitty treats in there.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Very versatile.
Where should I put it? Because I crate her. Can I put it on top? She'll knock it off the top of the crate.
You can put it, like, maybe, like, if you have a mantle or something to wear. Because it's got a pretty good, like, wide angle that you can see all around. Even if you have it up, you can see down.
But how does she get the treats is the problem.
You would have to do some tests. Some testing.
Yes.
You'd have to press the button and see how far it throws.
You could get like a slide, like an ice luge.
Yeah.
For your dog's treats.
Does it just roll out or does it shoot it out?
It shoots it out.
Yeah. I love it. All right, my last question about Vrbo. If you're just joining
this
us.
This is not an ad, by the way.
You're talking about this treat.
No, it's not.
It's about to be. I'm about to call them after the show and get them to advertise. How many does it hold? How many can you put in the chamber?
Probably like... 10, depending on the size treats. Like, I get the little, like, training treats that are smaller and squishier.
I find it so funny. You could do this for the kids, Loren.
I know.
Do you want to say what's going on? I think it's a big moment in your life.
It is a big moment. I was in here crying.
And we're talking
about
dogs.
Right before we went on. I know. So, my son, I told you in my, like, what's happening in your life in our first break, that he is about to lose a tooth, and he was really upset about it last night. Like, he... wants his new tooth already, and his tooth fell out this morning, and he's excited about it, and I feel like a crappy mom for not being there. Like, I was literally in here crying because I'm like, oh my gosh, that's such a big moment.
Oh, it did fall out?
His first tooth fell out.
Nicole to the studio. I need backup. She feels like a crappy mom.
No, I just cry. I mean, it's a big moment for him. And I know, like, that would, and my husband's traveling right now. So he's literally with our nanny. And that's just like a big moment that, like, should probably happen with mom and dad.
Totally. Totally. But, and this is not to make you feel better. I've learned you don't do that. This is just a story. My dad missed the birth of my brother, both my brothers, because he was on a flight.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As a pilot, you're not there for things. It sucks.
They don't remember that, though. They're so, I mean, they don't have that memory.
You're right. Dean was such a, so scared about his tooth coming out. He didn't like to touch it. Cash must have worked it.
Oh, he's been working it for like 4 days.
That's awesome. Well, does he know now that he's going to get the money?
Yeah, I didn't want to FaceTime him while I was crying because I didn't want to freak him out.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to like get my stuff together and then I'll call him during our next commercial break.
You know, she's got to bring, the Tooth Fairy's got to bring $20 for the first tooth.
Oh, my God. How does the Tooth Fairy not go broke?
That's the first tooth going rate. Well, because the Tooth Fairy then takes the tooth and sells them. for piano piano keys.
Okay.
So then she makes the money that she could turn around and give to somebody else.
Gotcha.
Everybody knows that story, Loren.
Sorry.
All right. We'll do some songs here so you can get on the phone with Cash. Congratulations, Cash.
Yay.
Lost his first tooth. At 5 years old, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right. It's the Maney, Ryan, Loren show. Sharing our lives with you live on the radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren.
It's like three friends who want you to be part of their circle.
On Kiss 95.1.
Yeah, our third friend is marking something off his bucket list. He's currently in the air on his way to Coachella.
I'm so jealous.
Fantastic stories coming next week. If you missed our conversation on the rap party yesterday, I don't know why, Loren, but the rap party has suddenly taken off with downloads, and we've been doing it for 2 years.
That's great.
We would love for you to go listen to the rap party. It's an additional, I don't know, 15 minutes of MRL every day, a little more unfiltered. You know, we don't have to abide by the FCC rules, so you hear real talk, real talk. And yesterday was all about Roy's trip to Coachella, and it was really, really funny.
Yeah.
We can spend way more time on one subject on the rap party than we can on the radio. So if you can go find the rap party, wherever you listen to your podcast, just type in the MRL show rap party with a W, W-R-A-P, and you'll see, you can hear Roy's conversation. So Roy's not here today, but if he was, he'd be telling you about kissing your bills goodbye also. Real quick, let me just remind everyone at 8 a.m. this morning, in under 1 hour, you have your shot at $500 as the Maney, Ryan, Loren show on Kiss 95.1. Want to pay your bills by kissing your bills goodbye.
So... I have a random question for you. Well, it's not so random for me, but it'll probably be random for everyone else. Have you ever injured yourself in your sleep?
Well, I got a Charlie horse moving my dog, but I was awake moving her the other night, so no.
No, I mean like truly injured yourself in your sleep. So last night, my wrist is killing me this morning. But I rolled over, and I guess when I rolled over, you know, you like flop over.
Yeah.
I flopped my arm, and it hit the end table.
Oh, no.
So I hit the nightstand, and my wrist is killing me now. Like, there's a microphone in my bedroom that's creepy, but.
You never know where we're going to get audio from you.
I feel like I'm going to have a huge black and blue mark there now.
Oh, that sucks. Mm-hmm. And did it woke you up, obviously?
100%.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, what else could you do to get injured in your sleep?
Maybe roll out of bed. You could roll out of bed.
Oh, yeah.
The kids do that all the time.
I know. My wife and I are in a little bit of a standoff because I'm ready to take the rails off of Ruby's bed. And Amanda wants to leave them on. And then when Amanda and her went to her mom's house, she rolled out of bed. So now all bets are off. You know, but she slid out of bed. Like, she stood up.
Yeah.
Because guess what? She's 3 going on 4. She's aware and she can sit up. But 704-570-9595. Ren's got a good question for you. Anyone else out there get injured while in bed?
Like, maybe you headbutted your significant partner. I don't know.
Yeah, but is that really... in your sleep, or are you using sleep as an excuse to headbutt your husband or your partner?
I don't know.
Let's see. Text message from 704 says that they got their foot caught at the end of their bed and they woke up screaming.
Yeah, I guess you could get it caught in the footboard.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. 704-570-9595. Give us a shout. Loren injured her wrist. She's okay in the middle of her sleep. When did you hurt yourself? While sleeping. It's the Maney, Ryan, Loren show.
So I want to know when you hurt yourself in your sleep. Last night I rolled over and kind of flopped my arm down and my wrist hit my nightstand and it was excruciating. It woke me up.
Excruciating is hard.
It was excruciating. Like, I'm definitely going to have a bruise there now.
704-570-9595. When did you injure yourself in your sleep?
Danny texted in and said, I accidentally punched my wife. in the back the other night. I was dreaming about having a fight with somebody.
So she was injured, not you.
Yeah. Let's see.
Well, how about Jenny? You see Jenny and Rock Hill, our ceiling fan fell on us while we were sleeping. If that counts. I have fears of that. Like, I have fears that our ceiling fan or the light in our ceiling fan is going to fall down on us. Like, you ever check it to make sure it's stable?
I remember sleeping at my aunt's house in Pittsburgh when I was really young. I must have been, like, 6 or 7. And the ceiling fan was, like, loose and, like, moving. And I was like, I don't want to sleep here.
Yeah. It's crazy. Cindy and Hickory, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being part of the MRL Show fam. We appreciate it.
How did you get injured in your sleep?
I rolled over in my sleep and a disc in my neck ruptured.
Oh.
Very excruciating pain. Intense, yes.
You wake up right away from something like that, I imagine, right, Cindy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And stayed awake. Ended up having to have surgery.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah. The injury to a disc doesn't heal. So I had been rear-ended a few times and evidently rolling over, just let it go.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, I mean, you're not alone. Victoria Clover texted in and said, I must have been stretching in my sleep. And when I pulled a muscle in my neck, I woke up in excruciating pain. Same thing.
Christina in Indian Trail. Good morning, Christina.
Hi, good morning.
When did you pull a rent and get hurt?
Both of my boys sleep with me, and my baby sleeps in the middle, and they tend to take up the bed. I rolled over one night to get some space, and my forehead nailed the corner of my nightstand. Oh. It broke skin.
Oh.
So, yeah, I had quite a bruise for a while.
Ouch. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for the call this morning.
Thank you. Bye.
Someone said, a text said, my husband was having a dream that something was happening with his eyes, and he tried to poke my eyes out.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine waking up and, like, pretty much being attacked by your partner? You're both in your sound sleep.
Yeah, listen to this. That kind of happens here. Someone says, my boyfriend works construction, and when he rolls over with his arms, they're so heavy, they always hurt me when he slings them around. I accidentally kneed my fiance in the goods while sleeping. Woke him up right away. All right, one more call. Let's say hi to Taylor in Charlotte. Good morning, Taylor.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
We're great, Taylor. How did you injure yourself?
I injured myself on prom night in high school because I was sleeping in a living room, you know, with all of my friends, and a mirror from the top of their hearth fell and shattered on me, on my head, in the middle of my sleep. And I thought it was a dream, so I kept sleeping. But everyone woke up around me and was, like, trying to wake me up, like, are you okay? So it was crazy.
Did you have to go to the hospital?
I did not, but I definitely had some cuts all over me from all the glass.
Dang,
holy cow.
That is nuts. Now, Taylor, it's an important question, and be honest with us.
Okay.
Were you asleep or were you passed out from partying too hard on prom night?
I was definitely asleep. Okay. I was only a sophomore at
okay.
the time.
Good so. Girl.
And did you get 7 years bad luck?
I sure hope not.
All right. Thanks, Taylor. Thanks for the call. There's a lot more texts. We'll read them on the wrap party. Getting injured during your sleep. This Sunday.
Yeah.
He is risen, Loren, this Sunday. My favorite, growing up Catholic, my favorite day of going to church was Palm Sunday because we all got these palm leaves mm-hmm. that we got to hold on to. My brothers and I would, like, poke them at each other.
I used to like Ash Wednesday because then you'd walk around with the ashes on your forehead.
Ash Wednesday's not bad.
Yeah, and people would be like, what is on your forehead?
Some priests laid it on heavier than others.
Yeah.
But, Easter, Good Friday is this Friday. Easter is this Sunday. So we found an article. It is the most popular Easter candy by state. What's your favorite Easter candy, Ren?
Easter candy mm-hmm. would probably have to be Cadbury eggs or...
Don't say Peeps. I will throw you right at
yep.
it. Peeps?
Yeah, I love Peeps.
Nobody likes Peeps except people that live in Florida, Texas, Nevada, and Tennessee. That's where Peeps came in as the most popular Easter candy.
So fitting. I grew up in Florida.
77% of Americans intend to purchase Easter candy. 65% actually think that Easter treats are better than Halloween treats. What?
I kind of agree with that.
Because you get it in a basket instead of a bucket, and the Easter Bunny delivers it?
Well, yes, because the Easter Bunny caters to, like, your likes, right? When you go for Halloween candy, you get a gamut of different things.
Okay, you knock on a door, and you might get Starburst when you're not a fan.
Right.
Easter Bunny brings what you like.
Right.
Mm. It almost seems like you put thought into that. Like you've been, you, that you had
like
the
I read
answer.
This article.
Yeah, like you read the article. By the way, the Easter Bunny also delivers pajamas, slippers, swimsuits, like whatever else the kids need. I never got that. Now the Easter Bunny's giving gifts.
How about this? One year, I got real life ducklings from the Easter Bunny.
Really?
Yes.
Where were they?
They were in my Easter basket. I'm not kidding you. Real life duck.
What'd you do with them?
We kept them as pets.
That's hilarious. All right, so North Carolina and South Carolina will tell you what their favorite Easter candy is, according to this article. For North Carolina, your favorite Easter candy, and I can get down with this, is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Eggs.
Okay, I can get down with that, too.
The eggs filled with the peanut butter.
Not mad at it.
My son wouldn't like that because he doesn't like peanut butter.
Mm.
You remember that from when he ate a cookie and immediately vomited all over the restaurant.
Yeah, so can he not eat, like, a Snickers egg either?
No, he won't mess with it. Nope. All right, so then South Carolina's favorite, this is hilarious, South Carolina, your favorite is the Cadbury Cream Eggs.
That's my favorite.
It's also most popular in Oregon, Massachusetts,
and
New York.
Uh-oh.
No, not Pennsylvania. This, by the way, is according to eatthis.com. A couple other states where the most popular candies, Hershey's Kisses, Starburst Easter Jelly Beans.
Oh, I like those, too.
That's Arizona. M&M's Easter Milk Chocolate Candy. I love that. That's New Jersey's. And like we said, the Peeps are very popular, too.
I love some Peeps.
Go check out that article. Your favorite Easter candy as we head into Easter weekend. It's up at Kiss95.1.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss95.1.
All right, Loren, this morning you are playing against Sarah in Denver. It says here she's a first-timer.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Are you ready to play Can't Beat Loren?
I am.
All right.
Here.
I'm going.
All right, Loren is putting her headphones down. Roy's not here. He is off to Coachella on his bucket list concert trip, so I got to keep score. And ask the questions. How am I going to do this all? You have confidence in me, don't you, Sarah?
I do. You can multitask even though you're a man.
I'm not so sure of that. Here we go. Question number one. I mean, I'm sure I'm a man, but I'm not so sure I can multitask. Hailey Bieber. She's begging to be left alone on social media. She seems to be talking to supporters of Justin Bieber's former girlfriend. Who is that?
Selena Gomez.
Reportedly, Doja Cat is covering the song Hound Dog by this famous 1950s artist.
Elvis Presley.
And Lucius accuses Harry Styles of giving them proper credit, of not giving them proper credit for a new song called The Fine Nine. Harry Styles has started a relationship with what actress?
Oh, what is her name?
We're asking you.
Olivia.
Three. Two. One. All right. Close, but no answer there. Yee's working on a Malibu beach house renovation. Instead of moving next door to Kim, he dropped out of what music festival that's happening this weekend that I just already mentioned?
Coachella.
And question number five. The owner of Tesla offered to buy Twitter for a cool $41 billion early this morning. Who owns Tesla?
Elon Musk.
All right, come on in, Loren.
How did Sarah do?
Sarah did very well. She got four correct, four and a half, to be honest with you. She didn't know someone's last name.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Hailey Bieber is begging to be left alone on socials. She seems to be talking to supporters of Justin Bieber's former girlfriend. Who is that?
Selena Gomez.
That is right, and she said that as well, so it's 1-1. Reportedly, Doja Cat is covering the song Hound Dog by what 1950s artist?
Elvis.
2-2. And Lucius is accusing Harry Styles of not giving them proper credit on his new song Fine Line. Harry Styles has been in a relationship with what actress?
he's dating Olivia Wilde.
Olivia Wilde is the answer you're looking for. Sarah had Olivia, but not Wilde.
Mm.
If Roy was here, maybe he would have given it to you.
Roy totally would have given that to you.
But I don't know. You need to know the name. Like, you got to match Loren. So, all right. Ye is working on a Malibu Beach house renovations. And instead of moving next door to Kim K, he dropped out of what music festival?
Coachella.
And that is correct. And question five, the owner of Tesla offered to buy Twitter for $41 billion this morning. Who owns Tesla? Three?
Elon Musk.
Hmm. Man. Took you a while. You're staring off into space for that one.
I didn't know if there was more to the question. I was like waiting for... Okay.
No.
It's more of a statement.
By the way, Sarah, are you on Twitter?
I am not on Twitter.
Yeah, like everybody I talk to says Twitter's dead. Can someone tell Elon Musk that Twitter's dead? He doesn't need to spend $41 billion for it?
Maybe he wants to revive it. Didn't Justin Timberlake take a run at Facebook?
MySpace.
Oh, MySpace. Yeah. That's what it was.
Ask him how it worked out.
Yeah.
Sarah, let Loren hear what she wants to hear.
Okay, this is Sarah in Denver, and I cannot beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Sarah.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. 52 wins for Loren. We'll play again tomorrow. We've got War of the Roses coming up. Megan and Brandon will be on War of the Roses. Plus, your shot at $500 as the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. Want to kiss your bills goodbye at 8 a.m. this morning. Just about 15.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren morning show. War of the Roses.
Megan, what's going on with your boyfriend of 8 months? I feel like this is such a new relationship for you to already think he's cheating.
Yeah, well... I mean, I have, you know, pretty good reason. He was over at my place, and he had left his Facebook up on my computer, and he left his Facebook chat up, like one of those chat windows, you know? And I got on my computer, and it's just sitting there, and there's a conversation between him and some skank in Charlotte named Lindsay. And...
that's not fair, Megan.
Well, she's creeping on her boyfriend.
Well,
maybe she doesn't know Maybe she doesn't know he has a girlfriend.
Oh, that's fair.
Well, no, here's the thing. So that, you know, like it starts off saying, you know, how he's saying like she's so beautiful and like, you know, like it's them like flirting and being frankly inappropriate if you have a girlfriend, you know. And then he says, I wish that I didn't have a girlfriend. I'd totally hook up with you or whatever. Yeah. And her response, this is why I call her skank, because her response was, well, you should break up with her.
Ooh.
And so, and then it kind of, like, they talked a little more, but then it just, like, cut off for a few days. And then the conversation starts back up, and he starts talking about how beautiful she was. And how much fun he had with her.
Well, Megan, what do you need from us? Because I got to tell you, it seems like you have all the tools to confront him.
Are you just trying to catch him, or do you need something solidified?
I know he'll lie to me. I don't know if he'll lie to you guys, though.
Okay. So it sounds like this thing's over. You just are needing the concrete evidence. Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm looking for Brandon, please.
This is him.
Hey, Brandon. My name's Tori. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I'm calling because I have your name and number here as the winner of our Insta Tag Contest winner for this month. And I have a complimentary free dozen of red roses. They're very romantic for you to send to the woman in your life.
Hold on. Megan?
Oh, so you know War of the Roses? You're familiar with Loren?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that would have been good information before.
Yeah.
We typically don't do War of the Roses on fans.
Well, Megan, since we have him, why don't you ask him and find out what's going on?
I know you're cheating on me.
Oh?
I want you to admit it.
My God. For real? Me?
Yeah.
For cheating on you?
Oh, my God. Yes.
War of the Roses?
Well, tell him why. I think, honestly, Brandon, if you give her a minute, I think Megan's got some pretty concrete evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, okay. Idiot, you left your Facebook chat open on my computer, and I saw you talking about Skank Lindsay about how, like,
sexy she is and how beautiful her pictures are. You know, she tells you to dump your girlfriend. Oh, by the way, you said you wish you didn't have a girlfriend, so thanks for that, asshole. And then she tells you to dump me, and then, like, there's radio silence on the chat, and then you talk about how, you know, much fun you had and how beautiful she is in person and all that stuff. So, I mean, I'm not stupid. Obviously, you met up with her. This isn't like, you know, are you cheating? This is, hey, I know you're cheating, so, you know, see you later.
Oh my God, I cannot believe this. You were on my Facebook? Someone was probably just hacking my account. Lindsay, you don't have
what? Did you just call me Lindsay?
I don't even know a Lindsay. Why would I? You are almost as bad at lying as you are in bed.
Do you know that?
So it goes there.
Okay. So Brandon, you're denying the whole thing. You're saying that Megan didn't see a conversation between you and Lindsay.
I don't even know a Lindsay.
Okay. Well, how would it end up on your Facebook page, Brandon?
I don't. Facebook
glitch
with the computers and stuff.
You know what to say about people whose voices get high? Yeah, like, whoa.
I've had enough of his crap. This is so...
All right, Brandon, you're busted, bro.
I feel personally attacked. Good.
Yeah.
I'm sure you do.
I say so. Probably shouldn't have been Facebook messaging with Lindsay, though.
Yeah, have fun with your herpes, so...
Oh, my God. I cannot believe...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on Kiss 95.1.
Roy is out. His bucket list Coachella trip is underway. He sent us a picture from the plane this morning while we were in here prepping for the show around 5:30. He was already on the plane. It's so funny, though. I cannot wait for stories next week from Roy, because something will happen.
Yeah, we were kind of half joking about this morning, but you said don't get arrested, and I said don't end up in the ER.
That's more likely.
Yes.
Like the ER. We did a whole rap about the trip to Coachella and what he was looking forward to, went through the whole list of performers, the dangers of it, why he would get bit by a rattlesnake or a scorpion. It's all on the Rap Party podcast, which is an additional unfiltered 15 minutes more of MRL every day. And like we've been saying, for some reason, there is a real big uptick right now. We've been doing the Rap Party for the last 4 years, I think. But right now, it's really catching on. If you haven't listened to the Rap Party, go check it out wherever you listen to your podcasts. So we just did War of the Roses, and Megan said bye-bye to Brandon. And people couldn't get over Brandon's high-pitched voice where he was like, what? You looked at my Facebook?
Wasn't that I feel like that happened in Friends. He's like, I don't know why my voice is getting so high.
And we read an article a while ago about how someone who's guilty talks with a higher pitched voice. Like, no, not me. Uh-huh. What? So anyway, Brandon's out. People were loving that war. But we want to know in a little fill in the blank segment how you answer this question. The question is, I had to break up with them after blank. What was the reason, crazy, funny, or otherwise, that you had to break up with someone? You just couldn't get over the fact that they did something. 704-570-9595.
Have you ever had one of these?
Yeah, it had to happen to me. I've told the story on the air. I'm embarrassed by it, but I'll share it again. I really liked this one woman that I dated in California. And we went to a concert in San Francisco. And I drove from Sacramento to San Francisco, and it's like an hour and a half. And maybe 2 hours, and I had to pee the whole time. So the minute we parked in the parking deck to get into the concert venue, like, I got out and peed in the corner of the parking deck. It was such a high emergency. It was unbelievable. And she was disgusted by it.
So she broke up with you over that?
Totally. Totally. Like, ruined the night over it.
Huh.
Like, she's like, I can't believe you did that. I'm like, you don't understand. This was the biggest emergency of all emergencies. And you know me, I'll talk my way out of anything. I couldn't get out of that.
Mm.
She could not get over the fact that I peed in the parking deck. If she was playing the game, that would be her answer.
Yeah, I mean, were there people standing around?
No, I went in a corner. I know it's gross and disgusting, but I'm telling you, it was an emergency. Fill in the blank, you guys. Call us, 704-570-9595. Don't text it to us. This one needs to be a call because we probably have follow-up questions.
Mm-hmm.
I had to break up with them after blank. Someone said he burped in my mouth while we were kissing.
Ew! Oh, my gosh.
I like that that grossed you out.
Peace and love. Like, you have bodily functions in here, and I sit across from you and can't take it. If somebody burped in my mouth, I might deck them.
Here's another text. Mine, the reason I couldn't get over it was a guy ordered nothing but foot-long Subway sandwiches with mustard and cheese, no meat.
So I don't know if this is along the same lines, but I dated a guy who was, like, just so strict on his diet. There was, like, no room for anything else. And I couldn't get over that, so I broke up with him. Because I was like, we're never going to have any fun. Like, I like to go out, eat dinners, and experience, like, the food and the culture in places and the cocktails. And, like, it was just stale.
That's why I dated a vegetarian, and I realized I couldn't share stuff with her. I was like, to start, I'd sit down and go, all right, do you want to get, like, the chicken bites? And I was like, oh, no, you don't do that.
Yeah.
And then I just remembered it. So that woman broke up with me when I peed in the parking deck.
Why do I feel like you're going to tell me another story about somebody breaking up with you?
No, I'm just laughing because in like 3 hours from now, I'm going to be at my son's school cheering him on during field day in a poetry slam. And here I am telling everyone in the Carolinas that I peed in a parking deck.
Yeah.
What a career. Anyway, she cut her hair short. Talked about that earlier this week.
And you broke up with her because she cut her hair.
She looked entirely different. I mean, she went from really long hair to like Ellen short, and I wasn't ready for that.
I want to say that's shallow, but then is me breaking up with somebody over food and wine just as shallow, just in a different way?
Yeah. Another text message said he refused to drive anywhere. I couldn't get over that. He would make me drive everywhere. Never wipe food from his mouth either after eating. All right, your calls on you had to break up with them after what happened.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
I had to break up with someone after blank. That's what we're talking about right now. And the text messages coming into the studio are really hilarious. Carly from West Jefferson, she said she dated a really nice guy and found out that he had a tooth on the roof of his mouth. And once she knew and she felt it, she just couldn't anymore.
I said I dated a woman and she cut her long hair really short and it kind of threw me off and I couldn't get over it. Loretta in Bessemer City has a similar story. Good morning, Loretta.
Good morning.
What happened?
So I was dating this guy, and he was in the fire department, and he showed up one morning and had shaved all his facial hair, and I couldn't.
When you say facial hair, was it pretty long, like Duck Dynasty length, or shorter?
A little bit shorter back in the 90s, but not much shorter.
But you guys do realize when it comes to hair, it will grow back, right? Like, if you told that person, like, you have too much of a baby face for a bear face, or I really enjoy your
Thanks,
hair
Loretta.
Long.
Loretta and I ain't got time to wait for hair to grow back. She cut her hair really short, like short Ellen length. And I love that, but it just wasn't how I pictured her. It's not how I met her.
Yeah.
Good morning, Jessica in Rock Hill.
Morning.
Thanks for being part of the MRL show, fam. What do you got?
So I had to break up with this guy who didn't like condiments.
Like ketchup?
No ketchup, mustard, mayo, anything that you put on a sandwich or dip in. He ate everything dry.
And why was that a big deal to you?
I thought it was like a red flag. It had to be weird. We sat at a restaurant. I tried to get him to try some shrimp sauce, and he got kind of mad that I wanted him to try it. I literally got in my car, and we had drove there together, and I drove all the way back to Rock Hill from Greenville.
Oh my gosh. Thanks, Jessica. Wow. Too bad Roy's not here to hear Chrissy's story. Good morning, Chrissy in Charlotte.
Hey.
Why'd you break up with someone?
So I was at a cookout, and we were all, we decided to go out and throw the football around, and my family's very sports-oriented. Well, this guy, they threw in the ball, and he missed it. And I was like, okay, bad luck. And then he threw it, and it was god-awful. I couldn't go any further.
And you knew that your family was going to roast him, too, so you probably did him a favor by letting him lose.
Yeah, he was a super nice guy, and I think he ended up happy, but I couldn't personally be with someone that couldn't throw a football.
I told you Roy would love this, because he'd sit here and go, wait a minute, I don't know how to throw a football either. Real quick, Megan and Cherryville, go ahead, because this one's kind of weird, because a lot of people would like him for this, but it made you mad.
Yeah, so it was like Valentine's Day, and we were dating, and he had came through my line, and we were at a grocery store. And he bought flowers, but he bought me nothing for Valentine's Day. And I thought he was going to give them to me, but he gave them to his mom for their anniversary. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, so pissed. But then my husband, at the now time, he came through my line as well, gave me a huge teddy bear and, like, a box of chocolates. And I was like, okay, that's it. Like,
I mean, did you just have them lined up then? Because, like, everyone's coming through your line that you are dating?
Well, that's actually, So we had met at a party, and he was, like, interested. But I told him I had a boyfriend, but he was kind of crappy anyway.
Love that you had a roster.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the call. I got to read this text. Someone says, I love feet. I dated a girl in high school. We were so compatible. We all loved the same things. We went swimming, and I saw her feet. I smelled them. It was horrible. It was like monkey feet. And I had to break up with her.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on Kiss 95.1.
Roy is out today. He is on his way to California to fulfill his Coachella dream. But intern Ava is here this morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Ava. So we asked you what's going on in your world, and you had an interesting ride into work this morning. If you don't know, Ava got her driver's license, the same place Lorraine got it.
out
of a Cracker Jack box with no test necessary, no plan on how to drive anywhere. What happened?
So I was coming in, and they're doing lots of construction, and I would really like to reiterate that it's so dark when I come in, and it says road closed, but there's an arrow and another arrow, and they're both pointing in opposite directions.
Oh, my God. Loren, what would you do if you came upon this?
I would assume that there was a median coming, and I would probably veer right.
Oh. Well, not the choice I made, that's for sure. And I'm going down the road, and suddenly, no more road. It just stops. There's a big drop-off. I'm in the wrong place.
So when the arrow points left, the arrow points right, you stayed straight.
I decided left.
Oh, you decided left. Okay.
Yeah. I would be afraid to drive into oncoming traffic would be my, like, to go left.
See, I'm the opposite, though. I probably would have went left to stay away from any construction on the right. That's the way my brain would work.
That's kind of what I was thinking. And there were cones and a little divider thing. So I was safe in that respect. But I was in the construction zone, and we know I can't back out straight, so I'm stuck.
Did anybody see you?
Yeah, I almost got hit.
Oh, my gosh.
Ava.
Were the construction workers there?
No one was there, but I'm trying to crooked back out of this straight, confined end road, and oncoming traffic is going, and I start backing into them a little bit.
Oh.
It's right near a stoplight. So I got beeped at.
At what point did you think to call Dad to save you from this little snafu you were in?
She probably didn't have time.
Yeah, no, I did not have time, and I don't know if I want them to know about this one.
Yeah.
There have definitely been things I've hidden from my father.
Like driving?
Oh, 100. I hit a huge, cone in his truck that I borrowed, and I got out and looked, and it was dark out, so I didn't think, okay, like, there's no dent. Like, I'm good. I'm not going to tell him. So I went home and parked the car like nothing happened.
Great idea.
And he came out the next morning, and apparently there was a huge, like, scuff mark down the whole entire truck. And he was like, hey, what did you do last night? I'm like, yeah, nothing. You know? Yeah. He's like, want to tell me anything? I'm like, nope. Not at all. Did something?
I absolutely love, though, that intern Ava drove, like, down the road until she couldn't drive anymore. Like, you were just, like, you didn't notice that there's no other traffic in that area. You were just like, okay, this is Ava's lane, and I'm going to hit it.
Right. I'm like, how weird. Oh, well.
what can happen?
Glad you made it in safe and sound this morning, Ava.
Me too.
All right. Another great driving story from our intern, Ava. It's the Manny Roy and Lorenz Show, KISS 95.1.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our KISS 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So, I'm going to my son's school here in about 2 hours from now. He's doing field day, and he's doing a poetry slam session where they wrote poems.
That's cute.
So, I get to go, but I also get to eat lunch there, which is kind of cool because that hasn't happened in a long time. Yesterday, I talked about how I wanted to bring Chick-fil-A and I wasn't allowed to bring Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. This morning, I did something I haven't done in a long time. You mentioned this morning that you're upset because you weren't there for a big moment in Cash's life this morning. What was that?
Yes, he lost his very first tooth this morning, and he's been so upset about the fact that it was going to fall out. So I was afraid that he would be scared when it happened, but he was so excited. Like, I haven't seen him that excited in a really, really long time. And then I felt bad because I wasn't there for him.
Yeah. Yeah, big moment.
Yeah.
You weren't there. Dallas wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, a big moment for me this morning, and it sounds small, but, like, I got to make sandwiches for lunch today. And that rarely happens because, and by the way, I think Dean's coming in tomorrow. He's excited. He's off.
Oh, that's exciting.
So I think he'll come in tomorrow. He can hang out in Roy's seat since Roy isn't here. Yeah, my soon-to-be 9-year-old son, when he's off, I'm typically off, you know? So yeah. I don't ever get to take him to school, really. I don't get to do lunches. So this morning, I thought it was going to be a burden. I was like, oh, I have my Siri reminder, make lunches. I'm like, oh. I got down there. I got the bread out. I got the turkey. I made my sandwich. I made his sandwich. I packed it. And it was like,
you enjoyed it.
It was kind of fun. Yeah, I was kind of proud of myself. By the way, I crushed it this week with Amanda being away. You have to strip all the stuff off the bed because my cleaning person comes today and she does the, like, I'll throw them in the wash and then she'll put them back on and all that stuff. I took care of all that. I cleaned up. My mom used to say to me, clean up, the cleaning lady's coming. And I go, well, that's an oxymoron. I'm not cleaning up for the cleaning lady, but aha, she means pick up all your clothes.
Uh-huh.
So you can vacuum, you can get in areas, like do all that, pick up all the dog stuff. I did everything without forgetting.
Wow.
In fact, my wife even texted me earlier this morning. She goes, what did you forget to do? And I was like, I don't know. What did I forget to do? She's like, ha, I'm just asking. I was like, no, I think I nailed it.
Hey, you don't know what you don't know. You won't know that you forgot something.
I'm sure I did, but I really do think that I nailed it. But anyway, I'm excited to go. I'll bail out of here after the show, like around 10:30 this morning after we're done, and go run to go watch his field day, which I love. Did you love field day at school?
Oh, yeah.
Nicole, you probably definitely love field day, being as competitive as you are.
Yeah, I loved field day.
Yeah, he got to run. And
there's something that you do. I don't know if it was the same day as field day, but it's like the trackathon.
Yeah, that's different, where, like, you run.
Yeah, and you tally, and you raise money, and you
that's
win.
That's different, yeah. Yeah, I never did that at school, but Nicole goes, you win? Yeah. He loves winning. I like remember the eraser relay? Where you put, well, you guys didn't have, maybe you didn't have erasers. I did. I had chalkboards.
I had chalkboards for a little bit.
And even the whiteboards have erasers, I guess. But yeah, you put the eraser on one side, then on the other, and you had to go run and get one and get the other, and you got timed how quickly you could do it.
Like a suicide, like,
kind
relay?
Of. Okay. Yeah, that was fun. What else do they do on field days? What else am I going to watch today?
You probably the in the sack.
Oh, the sack race?
Mm-hmm. Sack races.
That's fun.
Tug of war.
Probably where they tie your leg together and you have to do a race with somebody else.
Okay.
Yeah, tug of war is probably a good one.
So my son is not
Dizzy bat.
We play kickball at field day.
Beer pong, I heard, is a big one.
Flip cup.
Yeah.
Beer ball. Keep them young. Wall ball. Clearly, we're kidding.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
I was just looking at this funny article. It's cakes that pastry chefs shared on TikTok, like about weird celebrations.
You mean like a cake that says congratulations or not that you guys had for me when I took my pregnancy test on air?
Exactly. That's right. A vasectomy cake.
Wow. Is it a pair of scissors? What?
It says, sorry about your balls. It was dressed with a pair of icing scissors. You're right. Did you? Was this the one you ordered for Dallas?
No, he has not gotten his yet, but I will.
Let's see. Someone else posted a picture of two cars getting into a wreck and says, thank God you're safe. Let's celebrate your new car. I guess there was a car accident.
Okay. Insurance clearly covered that.
Do you guys ever do anything weird, like with a celebratory cake besides an anniversary or a birthday?
I would imagine divorce cakes would be a big thing.
Divorce cake. Yeah. Eat that divorce cake. By the way, speaking of cakes and divorces, did you eat your wedding cake a year after you guys were married?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Yeah, we put it in the freezer.
We did too. It wasn't good.
No, it's not good a year after.
No. Are people still doing that?
I don't know.
Is that tradition gone away, I wonder?
I mean, we both got married like 11 and 12 years ago. So.
I know. I wonder if, I'd love to hear the answer on that, too. Is that still a tradition where people are saving their wedding cake for a year later? I haven't seen that on TikTok, which means it's probably not happening. Wow, congratulations on quitting your job was another cake.
Okay.
Congratulations, it's your baby.
Great. That is really something we should celebrate.
Let's see. 828 said, the time of the month cake. Getting it for the first time or getting it for the last time? What are you celebrating?
Yeah.
Which one would you rather celebrate? They're both kind of weird, right?
I know. That is a strange thing.
The first one, you're celebrating kind of
the womanhood
growing up.
Yeah.
The last one's kind of sad when you celebrate never having it anymore.
I don't know. After you've had it for a lot of years, you might celebrate that too.
All right. You can text us 704-570-9595. We want to talk about celebratory cakes. I also want to talk about producer Nicole. She was driving around in a friend's Tesla. And it reminded me of a story about how a friend of mine took his friend's boat out and didn't end well. We'll talk about that coming up after 9 on the Manny Ryan Lorette.
Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
Lorette, we're talking about the weird, I don't want to say weird, but the odd cakes that you have to celebrate an occasion.
Yeah.
We found a TikTok of people sharing different cakes that were celebratory, like vasectomies.
Uh-huh.
And car accidents.
I would think divorces would be up there.
Divorces would be up there. We got a text from someone that says, sorry for your loss. It was a breast reduction.
Oh,
they had a celebratory breast reduction cake. 704-570-9595. What cake did you see or did you have that was a celebratory cake, not for an anniversary or birthday or anything typical? Haley in Lincolnton, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I listen to you guys all the time. It's so good.
Oh, thank you. We love you.
You're welcome. Listen, so this is actually about the wedding cake thing. You guys had talked about eating your wedding cake a year later.
Yes.
So here's a funny story. So my husband's best friend's family owned a barbecue restaurant when we got married. And so they actually catered our wedding. And we had a glorious wedding cake. Well, a lot of our family and friends were boxing up food and cake for us to take home because we were visiting with our guests and things like that. So a year later, we go to pull out the box of our cake and it's a plate of barbecue.
Oh, you froze the plate of barbecue. Please
tell me. We thought that we were taking plates of cake home. And, or plates of, you know what I mean? And so I guess we just got the boxes mixed up. And so we ended up putting a box of barbecue in our freezer thinking it was our wedding cake for a year later.
I hope you did not eat it a year later.
No.
Okay.
It was hilarious, though. Like, we had a really good laugh.
That's funny. Thank you so much for sharing, Haley. And thanks for listening to the show.
Welcome.
We appreciate
it.
You too. Have a great day. A lot of people are texting that they did what we did. They saved their wedding cake and then it just wasn't good.
Yeah.
So somebody said they got married during COVID and they're saving their wedding cake for when the pandemic's over. So they hope to eat it this year.
Okay.
Someone else said, I got married in the midst of COVID and we did do wedding cake tradition and ate it a year later. It brings good luck, people say.
That's what I've heard.
Okay. Well, get that wedding cake out. I need all the luck in the world right now.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
I'm Puerto Rican, and y'all do my freaking morning every single day.
Aw, thank you.
I got my customer listening to you guys. I love y'all. Thank you so much for making my day.
On Kiss 95.1.
Roy is out on his way to Coachella. I wonder where he is.
He's still flying right now, I assume so. They took off at like 6 o'clock, almost straight up. And that's at least a four-hour flight, right, to the West Coast?
Yeah, probably more than that. Where are they landing?
Well, it's in Palm Springs, right? Isn't it? Don't you go into Palm Springs? For Coachella?
Have a nonstop flight to Palm Springs? Let's see. Yeah, Palm Springs International.
Oh, look at me.
What's today's date? The 14th?
Uh-huh.
No, he didn't do that because all those flights are in the afternoon.
Huh. I don't know.
So I don't know where he went. But anyway, he's on his way.
Oh, they had a connect through Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I remember that. They did have a connect.
Gotcha. So anyway, we'll have great stories from him next week. You know, we didn't get a great story from Nicole. We could have gotten a great story, Nicole. You drove a friend's Tesla. And it would have been really cool if you were driving the Tesla and you drove more like intern Ava and Loren and, you know, like accidentally like crash into a curb or like open the door and smashed it by accident.
Isn't that the
something
whole
like that.
Point of that car is to be a better driver than you are?
I guess. How was your driving experience in that Tesla?
That car is smarter than any human I've ever met.
Did you let it drive itself?
Mm-hmm.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, this wasn't my first time driving it, but yeah, the first time I was like foot on, foot off, like I was scared.
I can't even use parking assist. Like I would never be able to let a Tesla drive for me.
You need to though. And so you and Ava both need the car to drive for you. Well, the reason why I ask is because when you said you sent a picture of you driving your friend's Tesla, you know, automatically my brain goes to, oh, God, I hope she's careful because there's nothing worse than a friend letting you use something and then you break it on them, you know.
Yeah.
My friend borrowed another friend's boat and took his son fishing and he got it stuck on like rocks. It got too close because the current brings you in. So he got too close to like the jetty. And ruin the bottom of the boat. Thousands of dollars worth of damage. It had to be pulled off the jetty. Thank God the boat didn't like rip. The hull didn't rip on it.
I was going to say, are they still speaking? How bad was the damage?
A couple thousand dollars. My buddy paid for it with the help of insurance and stuff. But, you know, I don't think my friend's ever going to lend his boat out again.
No.
But it leads us to ask the question at 704-570-9595. You either lent something out to a friend yourself, or you borrowed it from a friend and you messed it up. We got to hear stories like this. Like Nicole planted the Tesla back, no problems.
Right.
But it does happen. So give us a shout, 704-570-9595. We are dying to hear stories about when your friend let you borrow something and you ruined it. We're very visual creatures, Lorraine. Man.
Yeah,
it's the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show. All the hits, Kiss 95.1. We're talking about when you let a friend borrow something and you ruined it, or you let them borrow something of yours and they ruined it. 704-570-9595. Let's see. We got a text message from someone that said, I let my friend borrow my four-wheeler. He brought it back with only three wheels.
Oh, that's nice of him. It was a redesign.
Yeah. Good morning, Janelle in Mooresville.
Hi, how are you?
We're good, Janelle. So what do you got? You let a friend borrow something?
Or no, we were the ones that borrowed it. Back in high school, a friend of mine borrowed one of his friends. She had a convertible Rabbit, and so we borrowed it, and it was low on fuel, and we didn't realize that it was a diesel and it was like gas in it.
Oh, my gosh. It is a typical mistake, something that a lot of people would make, but it's bad for the car, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was. I mean, we were, I don't know, I was about 17 or so.
Yeah.
So, you know, you didn't know as much as you do now as adults. But,
did you try to blame it on them? Like, why would you give me the car that low on gas? Like, you didn't tell me it was diesel.
My friend, he didn't have a vehicle, so we were just trying to get some stuff done, and maybe I wasn't driving yet. I can't remember, but that one just sticks out in my head that afterwards she was, you know, it ran for a little while, and then it just, like, died.
That's
and
crazy.
So it was just, it had to be taken in and with the fuel drained and make sure that we didn't ruin the, you know, fuel pump and the rest of everything. But, yeah.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the call, Janelle. Scott in Waxhaw sent a text message and said that he and his friends took his friend's car, which is worth about $100,000, for a ride after they were playing golf, and his friend accidentally backed it into another car. Ugh. Cost $50,000 worth of damage.
Ugh.
The car's worth $100,000, and they caused $50,000 worth of damage. What was this thing, a mint car?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody says, I let a friend borrow our shop vacs, to clean the carpets after there was water in their home. They gave us the shop vacs back, opened it up. There was cockroaches everywhere inside the vacuum.
Good friends. Mm-hmm. Good times.
Joe in Albemarle said, I let a friend borrow a car. He jumped the curb and bent the wheel and then the frame.
It seems like maybe we shouldn't be lending cars out. That's a big investment. Just keep them to yourself.
Is that the theme?
Yeah.
Yeah, good idea.
Let's get to date them or dump them, though. Alana, welcome to the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi, Alana. So on date them or dump them, the fate of your relationship is in the hands of the MRL fam. So tell us what's going on your date, and we'll let the listeners decide if you should date them or dump them.
Yeah, so I've been dating this guy for a month. It's been going great, and I invited him back to my place, and so he saw this bottle of, like, nice hand lotion that I had, and he wouldn't stop talking about it. I mean, it kept going on, you know, where did you get it, how much did you pay, and the conversation even grew stale for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we watched a movie, it was fine, and then he asked if he could borrow the hand lotion. And
back
I was like, enough with the hand lotion, and I said, you can have it, take it. What do I do? Funny. Do I date him or do I dump him?
You know, he sounds like he's just socially awkward and doesn't know what to talk about.
But she sounds like she's already annoyed with him.
I like that Alana said, we watched a movie, we got through it, then the minute the credits rolled, back to the hand lotion. Yeah.
I have fallen trap for that. Remember our one listener who used to work at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the only thing I would bring up.
That was your connection with her.
That was my connection. So I would, every time I saw her, it was Buffalo Wild Wings. Until she was like, yeah, I quit there 2 years ago. Yeah. You like Buffalo Wild Wings?
You like chicken, though, right?
Oh, my
God. Alana, so you let him take the lotion. Now, when I hear, like, hand lotion as a guy, you know, you think weird thought. Is that not what you guys are thinking?
Not at all.
You think he just wants the hand lotion for his hands and...
I mean, was his hands nicely manicured? Like, maybe he's, like, a manicure guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's possible. I wasn't paying so much attention to his hands.
But you've been with him for a month. Clearly, you've seen his hands.
I mean, he didn't have calluses or anything.
Nice hands. I wasn't, like, you know, looking to see if it was, like, every cuticle was in place.
He wears mittens, Manny.
Oh, why are we drilling over the hands?
Well, because they probably held hands.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too, man. I don't think that was so far off. Like, if you held his hand, you would know if he, like, had calluses on his hands or...
He had fine hands. He had normal hands.
Okay.
But you ended up taking... So does he still have the lotion, the nice hand lotion?
Yes, he still has it.
He took it. That's weird.
Now, that part's weird.
But is it a deal breaker, MRL show fam? That's what we need to know.
Shane from Gastonia said, girl, that was just him being super nervous. Most guys act stupid when they get really nervous. Date him. Here's another one from Jenny in Rock Hill. She says, date him.
Just steal something of his. Just don't bring hand lotion around him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see.
Most of the people are saying date him.
Yeah.
As I'm looking, date him.
And I got to say, Loren let me try some of her hand lotion on, and we carried a pretty big conversation about hand lotion for quite some time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to sway everybody's decision in the room because, honest to God, like, they were like, that's kind of weird, whatever. And I was like, oh, we'll try my hand lotion. And I gave it to both boys to prove a point, and now Roy's on board. He doesn't think it's weird. He's asking about hand lotion.
No, I'm buying it currently.
Daryl in Lancaster says dump him. Megan says dump him. But for the most part, everybody else says date him. Date him. He was probably nervous. Somebody said, what movie did you guys watch? That's not important.
Oh, I think that is important, kind of.
All right, Alana, looks like you got yourself a lotion boyfriend.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going to have to stock up on lotion now.
At least I have nice hands.
Hey, thanks for coming on Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. We appreciate you being part of the show this morning.
Hey, you're welcome. I usually listen to this, so it's strange being on the other side.
Now you have it. All right, thanks, Alana.
Now your celebrity sleeves. It's The Dirty with Lorette. Here's Kiss 95.1.
All right, so J-Lo came out and gave some details on her engagement to Ben. We've got that up for you at kiss95.1.com. You can also see Brooke Shields and her daughter, who are featured in the new Victoria's Secret campaign.
Cool.
But the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial continues. And yesterday,
we went to a bar and we asked them to put it on in the bar so we could watch it.
Johnny's childhood friend took the stand and said that he was living with the couple at the time when they got married, and he's only heard them, quote-unquote, argue a couple times, and he got teary-eyed during the cross-examination. Mm. So,
yeah, it is an interesting trial, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I thought that she sued him and donated to charity, but that was her divorce settlement. She got, like, $7 million in the divorce settlement, and she donated it all to charity.
It's just really weird seeing Amber Heard and Johnny Depp sitting there, you know, on court TV next to their attorneys and fighting over this.
Yeah, and
he's saying that she defamed him.
Yeah, and Johnny's childhood friend basically said that Amber made this whole thing up, but this is why we have a trial, right, and they do all of the investigating, so we'll have to see where this goes.
It'll be a jury of our peers, Lorraine, that will decide the fate.
Yep. Kanye, remember that house that he bought next to Kim Kardashian's?
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently he was supposed to remodel the place and move in, but he is currently working on his Malibu home, and there's been no movement on the home right next to Kim.
Hurry up with my damn croissants!
So it's on ice. And Hailey Bieber, she pleads with fans to just leave her alone. Now, she didn't say Selena Gomez's name, but she alluded to the fact that, listen, so much time has passed. Like, can we just leave it alone?
Leave me alone at this point. I'm minding my business. I don't do anything. I don't say anything. Leave me alone, please.
So,
don't ask me about her again.
Okay, I'm sorry, Justin. We'll move right along. Anyway, to get more celebrity gossip, you can always head over to kiss95.1.com.
Our producer, Nicole, who's a real solid believer, says that the real believers who are harassing her are not really believers.
No, they're probably Selena fans that loved them together.
I think they're either that or they're people that don't think Haley's good enough for Justin. And when she says it's been long enough, that means they've been together long enough. Like, I've been with him long enough. Back off.
Oh, see, I think it's people who are just so for that relationship that they're still torturing her.
Okay, either way, just leave her alone.
Leave her
Let
alone.
Me alone. If you missed anything on today's show, and it was a fun show, go listen to it on the replay on demand whenever you want. You can listen to our show wherever you want. Just look us up, the MRL Show replay. We'll also have the wrap party up in just a little bit, too. Tomorrow, we're super excited. We're kicking off the weekend at 7:45 with throwbacks for 30 straight minutes, Loren.
Yep, Friday free for all.
And maybe we'll get an update from Roy on how day half of Coachella was.
Well, it doesn't start until tomorrow. This is just a travel day.
I know. He'll be there tomorrow, though. But I guess He, by the time we're on out in California, he won't have done anything. So scrap that idea.
Monday morning, we'll get a full update.
See you, everybody, tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.